So for practical purposes, in the poor risk patient who is now progressed on temsirolimus, which, if any, of the other three agents would you consider using?
My personal bias would be to start most often with a TKI, either sorafenib or sunitinib. I don't have a particular preference, and I don't think it's tested. I think it's something that may be worth testing, at least in some sort of accrual of patients. Do we need to do a big randomized phase 3? No, we could do a smaller study, and you know that would help us clinically. It's going to happen in clinical practice anyway. Now, if patients who are in the poor risk group have sarcomatoid features, and recollect that sarcomatoid is the bad end of differentiation to clear cell and also papillary, I think there's some evolving evidence to suggest that there may be a role for cytotoxic chemotherapy in those patients.
Which agents?
Often gemcitabine, and recently we finished an intergroup study that combined adriamycin and gemcitabine. Other people, particularly out of Chicago, have looked at gemcitabine and capecitabine. But it would be my bias to think that those patients might respond better to at least a trial of chemotherapy. And I think that's an alternative. So for the sarcomatoids, I probably wouldn't give them a TKI. I'd give them a gemcitabine-based chemotherapy for at least a trial of a couple of cycles just to see whether they benefit and then to see after that. After that, you know, the time becomes short for these patients. Their deterioration tends to be rapid and they go off a cliff, so that the options are limited. If you had to try something, you could look at a TKI. Our experience in poor performance status patients in other diseases with the use of Avastin has been variable in that they do tend to get a higher rate of thromboses and bleeding, also to some extent proteinuria. And from that perspective, I think in the absence of other evidence, that's the way I'd go.
So you probably wouldn't use Bev?
No, not at this stage.